coach on the road, taking you guys behind the scenes with MLB stars of the game, and I'm over here in the Pirates locker room, and I got the man here for the Pirates. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Key Brian Hayes, third baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
And where are you from?
Houston, Texas.
He's every kid dream of playing in the big leagues.
Yes.
You're in the big leagues. What's that feeling like?
It's awesome just being able to do this. In a sense, you say it, like this is my job, but being able to play a game for a living is, it's a lot of kids' dreams. And just growing up around baseball, this is what I wanted to do since I was a little kid, since I knew what baseball was. So just a great, great feeling to be able to do this every day and just try not to take it for granted.
And as I mentioned, I scouted for 5 major league teams. The third major league team I scouted for was the Pirates.
Okay.
So, I feel like we got a little bond going on here.
Yes, sir.
So, what would you say to that youngster that's inspired to play in the big leagues?
I think just continue to work hard each and every day, find something to get better at each and every day, and lastly, you just got to have fun doing it. I think the biggest thing is just working at it every single day if you're able to, and just find a way to get better each and every day.
And guys think you guys just show up at the ballpark and play. They don't understand the dues that you got to pay along the way to play in this game.
Yeah, it starts at a young age, just learning the fundamentals. I think that's the biggest thing. For the most part, every guy that's played in the big leagues, they've mastered the fundamentals. And then I think the guys that whenever they're able to stay, they're able to, they've mastered the fundamentals, and then just all the routine plays and stuff like that, they're able to do all that at a high rate. So a couple of my coaches growing up always just said, like, being extraordinary at the ordinary, which is basically like taking care of the routine plays and stuff like that.
Now, I always tell my guys that you gotta play hard, work hard, and be dedicated and committed to this game.
Yeah, for sure. To do anything at the highest level, you definitely gotta be dedicated, committed to it. I'm sure there's a few guys that their ability, talent, all that stuff is they're able to maybe do the bare minimum. But,
maybe like a Griffey Jr.
But even those guys, people wouldn't think, but they've like just being around the game. My dad playing, all the guys he played with. Like he told me, Tony Gwynn was hitting like 360 at a month and a half into the season, and was saying like he didn't feel right. So it's guy like that, Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. That goes to show you how much, if you want to be good, how much goes into playing this game, especially baseball.
So since you're going to get ahead of me and bring up your dad, let's talk about your dad. He played in the big leagues, put some time in, paid his dues up here.
Yeah.
What type of role did that play for you to get here? Or inspiration?
A lot, yeah. Him and I have an older brother that played in the minor leagues. And I think just having them at a very young age, them knowing what it looked like, having me ahead of the curve whenever I was a little kid, helped me for whenever I, as I got older, and then ultimately now, just really just knowing the fundamentals of baseball, knowing the game within the game, all that stuff. I feel like I knew it at a super young age, which I think helped me, because I wasn't always the fastest, strongest. But when it came to like knowing the game and baseball decisions, like I was ahead of the curve with that, which I think helped a lot.
Did you hang out in the major league locker rooms as a shorty?
No, my dad, he retired. I was 4 when he retired.
Oh,
so I don't
know.
I have 2 older brothers that they were right there in the middle of it. So
So what was your 60 time? What was your 60 time?
My fastest 60, I think, was like a 6.9. But
six nine.
I would average like a 7.1, 7.3 even. I always knew how to run the bases, and I could still steal bases whenever I was in high school, whenever I go to showcases and stuff like that. So
you was the man, in other words?
Kind of. another thing, like my dad and my mom and all them always told me, just because they knew about Latin players and all that, like there's always someone better. You might be the best one on your team or in your area, but there's always someone just as good. So that always filled me for whenever I went out of town to play, like I always wanted to be the best one.
Who were some of the players that mentored you along the way?
Like with the Pirates or?
Just players in general that you idolized, looked up to?
Gary Sheffield a little bit. From a young age, got to talk to him a lot. Mike Jackson, Jesse Barfield, those are both of those guys. Worked at my dad's a facility in Houston. They worked there back in the day. Ron Jones, I don't know if you know that name. Who else? There's a lot of guys. I mean, I was fortunate to be able to meet a lot of Dusty Baker. He's a really big.
Oh, now you go real out the heavyweight.
Yeah, he's a really big role model. So, yeah, I mean, I always got to be around as I was getting a little older, like whenever, like, he would be in town playing the Astros, he would always let us come in the clubhouse. And, so there's a lot of guys. I'm probably forgetting some names, but
were you getting autographs? Were you getting autographs back in them days?
A little bit, not really.
Okay, you got to draw for those at home.
Yeah, I was real quiet back, like, whenever I was a kid. So, I mean, just being able to meet them and just see them, like, that was good enough for me. I never, every now and then they'd give me, like, some batting gloves or something like that. But I never was really one to, like, ask for autographs or anything.
First major league hit?
It was 2020 off John Lester. Doubled a left field line at home.
First major league home run?
Dan Winkler. It was the same game, actually, on my debut. That was always one thing I wanted to do, was hit a home run in my debut, and I was able to. So
you got the balls? Awesome.
Yeah, I got both of them.
Okay, I'm coming to steal them. Last question. Every kid dreamed playing in the big leagues, walking this locker room for the very first time, seeing your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
I mean, really going all the way back to just getting that call, just I mean, for me, I just started smiling just because I know how far I've came since I was little, and just this is what I always wanted to do. And, unfortunately, my debut year was in the COVID year, but I mean, it's still special just to come in there, see your name with the major league uniform, and just being the nerves that you have that day. And yeah, I mean, fortunately, I was able to get to Pittsburgh like 2 days before they came off the road. So I got to practice like a day or two on the field. It wasn't like a fly in that morning type of thing. So, and then a lot of the guys that were on the team, like I had been in big league camp, so I knew all of them from being in the organization. And so, I mean, I was nervous, but I was comfortable at the same time. And, I think once I got my first hit out of the way, that was whenever I was like, all right, I belong.
And your home run?
Yeah.
In the same day?
Yeah, my first at bat, I grounded out. Second at bat, struck out. And then my third at bat, I just remember, like, all right, let's be aggressive. Like, stop thinking. And then I got the hit. And then from there on out, I was good.
Did you cry?
No.
Yeah, I didn't cry. He cried.
No, I didn't cry. I think I just was just like, man, like finally I'm here. I always knew one day I would be playing up here, and since I was a young kid. So
did mama cry?
I'm sure. I'm
we
sure
know
her
mama
and
cry.
My dad.
Dad cry. My
dad,
boy
for
in the
sure.
Big leagues.
He's a big cry baby.
I'll make sure he see this too.
he knows. He's one of my biggest supporters. And then my family, like, they've always been there for me, so all the way through since I was a little kid. So.
Coach on the road with the man Hayes. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All nice right. to meet you.
Thanks a lot. Same here.
Nice to meet you.
We talked about later on in his life, and he was saying about how young men don't play baseball. We had that conversation. So, yeah, he'd be honored about what you're doing and having this league and trying to have more interest for, you know, African Americans playing baseball, because I heard it was like 6%, and there are a lot of talented, you know, African American players out there. They really are.
And get you up there for that dedication service.
That sounds good.
Tell all your family and friends when they're watching it to hit that subscribe button. We need 1,000 subscribers.